Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Ah, hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, here to chat about voice AI capabilities. So what would you like to know about our services today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha.ai. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I've definitely heard of Vector Solutions, but I'm not sure I've caught much about Dasha AI specifically. Could you tell me a bit more about what makes your platform stand out? I'm curious how you help companies like Vector Solutions with voice AI.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, especially when trying to balance personalization with scale. It's tough to keep conversations natural and engaging without burning out the team. How exactly does your AI handle that human-level interaction?
Tell me more about balancing personalization with scale and keeping things natural.
Sure thing. Balancing personalization with scale means reaching lots of potential customers without sounding like a robot or a script. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding to adapt to each person's responses in real time, making conversations feel genuine and tailored. So instead of a one-size-fits-all pitch, it's more like chatting with a helpful human who really listens. Pretty neat, right? Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate this into your existing systems?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you use this AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Ah, I love that question. Picture this. A year from now, your lead generation is running smoothly 24/7 with AI. That sounds so natural, your prospects barely realize they're talking to a machine. Your sales team is freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads, and your revenue is climbing steadily thanks to more qualified conversations happening every day. Sounds like a win, right? What part of that future excites you the most?
What do you mean by your sales team being freed up, and why is that important to you?
Great question. When I say your sales team is freed up, I mean the AI handles the initial outreach and qualification of leads, those repetitive, time-consuming tasks. This lets your salespeople focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. It's important because it boosts productivity and morale and ultimately drives more revenue without burning out your team. Does that sound like something that could help your business?
Tell me more about boosting productivity and morale and how that impacts your business.
Absolutely. When your team isn't bogged down by repetitive calls or chasing unqualified leads, they feel more motivated and energized. That boost in morale means they're more engaged and perform better. Higher productivity leads to more closed deals and happier customers, which directly impacts your bottom line. Plus, a motivated team sticks around longer, saving you hiring and training costs. It's a win-win all around. How does your current team handle these challenges?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Good point. Right now, many businesses struggle with scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. Also, managing a high volume of leads can overwhelm sales teams, causing missed opportunities. And of course, keeping costs down while improving conversion rates is always a challenge. Do any of these sound familiar to you?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and managing leads are affecting the business right now?
Scaling outreach and managing leads can impact a business in quite a few ways. For one, if outreach isn't personalized, prospects might tune out, lowering conversion rates. Overwhelmed sales teams can lead to slower follow-ups or dropped leads, which means lost revenue. Plus, inefficient processes can increase costs and reduce overall growth potential. It's like trying to juggle too many balls at once. Something's bound to drop. How are you currently handling these challenges?
Can you go a bit deeper on overwhelmed sales teams and how that plays out day to day?
Absolutely. When sales teams get overwhelmed, they often face constant pressure to follow up with a flood of leads, which can lead to burnout and mistakes. Day to day, that might look like missed calls, delayed responses, or rushed conversations that don't build trust. Over time, this can hurt customer relationships and lower close rates. It's tough to keep energy and focus high when the workload feels never ending. Does that sound like what you're